Okay, people, let's get right into it. This is an update for the Haitian gang, the government. This is your government, people. This is America. This is what America do. You know what I'm saying? America is good for doing things like this. So this is an update with the Haitian gangs who kidnapped the so-called U.S. missionaries. Let's go ahead.
Begin with that story out of Haiti, where the FBI is now on the ground working to bring those 17 missionaries kidnapped on the island back home. The gang responsible for the abduction reportedly demanding millions of dollars in ransom. The U.S. now deploying a team to work with Haitian National Police in those negotiations underway to secure the release. The missionaries visiting an orphanage when the gang abducted them at a checkpoint during an airport run.
What I don't understand is, you know what I'm saying, these so-called Christian missionaries, why the hell are they going overseas messing with other people for when we got orphanages right here in America? America is not fixed. Why the hell you going over in some other country trying to help other people when we need help over here? Why don't these American missionaries go to Chicago and help out the little kids over there? How about Florida and help out little kids over there? You got little kids all over America starving, hungry, homeless, and everything. But yet these supposed to be American Christian missionaries going overseas, going over to Haiti to an orphanage. Really? But yet, you Americans are so concerned with Haiti. But yet, when the Haitians came over here, you made sure the Haitians had a first class plane trip right back to their damn country. Come on, people. Listen. Now, I don't know what it is that America wants in Haiti, but America have an interest in Haiti. And you know, when America have an interest in something, they will spare no expense to cause a diversion just so that they can go in to Haiti. I'm going to give you an example. You remember when the Taliban was so-called in Afghanistan? You know what I'm saying? And America was blasted all over CNN news. Oh, the Taliban is terrorizing Afghanistan and da-da-da-da-da. So, America troops had to come in. But America troops wasn't so concerned with the Taliban. America troops went right past the Taliban and went straight to the poppy fields. Like, we'll be right here, Taliban. You guys go ahead and do what you gotta do. We'll be right here guarding these poppy plants, these poppy fields. You know what that produces? Heroin. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's go ahead and press play.
ABC News, Marcus Moore is on the ground in Haiti with the latest for us.
New reports that the kidnapping gang that abducted 17 missionaries is seeking $17 million.
Oh, Lord. Come on. Hey, listen. Only the stupid will look at this incident and say, oh, the Haitian gangs have kidnapped American missionaries. Only the stupid will see that and think that this shit is real. Come on. 17 missionaries. The gang wants $17 million. Come on, people. Let me tell you something. I told you, you know what I'm saying? This year is the year of sevens. I done told you that. I don't know how many times I told you that. This year is the year of sevens. Every damn government psyop that they put in the media or every government death that they put in the media, you best believe it has something to do with seven. Why? All this year, you know what I'm saying? This is your Romans, you know what I'm saying, worship Saturn. Saturn is known for having seven rings around it. You know what I'm saying? Seven rings around it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, look, oh, it's $17 million for 17 Christian missionaries. What the hell they doing over there? What they doing over there? You know what I'm saying? Why didn't the missionaries was down at the border when the Haitians was trying to get to America? Why wasn't they helping out the Haitians down at the border? Why wasn't they feeding the Haitians down at the border? You understand that? Listen. And all praises be to the Most High God. You know what I'm saying? The Israelite group, ISUPK, was the only Israelite group down there at the borders helping out our brothers and sisters, the Levites. Because these Haitians, they are Levites. They are the Levites of the nation of Israel. They are from the same tribe Moses is from. You know what I'm saying? Aaron is from. Moses and Aaron was a Levite. Moses and Aaron was Haitians. All you Haitians from coast to coast, all you Haitians over there in Haiti, you are the real Levites of the nation of Israel. And I don't know what America's interest is in Haiti, but America is trying to get into Haiti for something. Maybe they're trying to take over your land and turn your land into a white land. You know how they do the black communities? What you call gentrification? You know what I'm saying? When they run the black people out of their communities and then they start rebuilding in the black people communities, and next thing you know, the black people's community turn white communities. So is that what it is, whitey-sideys? Is that what it is? Is that what you want to do? You want to restructure Haiti and you want Haiti to be, you know what I'm saying, Port-au-White instead of Port-au-Prince? You want it to be Port-au-White and you're going to make all kind of condos and it's going to be a, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be a paradise for white folks. That's the plans that you got for Haiti. That's what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Then you're going to run the Haitians probably into Dominican Republic. Yo, that's probably what they're gonna do. They got some interest in Haiti. Now, I don't think Haiti produces any natural resources from that land over there. So the only other thing I can think of that the Haitians, the white man got to do in Haiti. Cause listen, they said these white, well, you know they white Christian missionaries. 17 of them went to Haiti. What happened? How did, you know what I'm saying, the Israelites get, how did the niggas get how did America get conquered? How did the niggas get conquered? By Christian missionaries coming through preaching the good news about Jesus Christ. Right or wrong? Right or wrong, people? It was Christian missionaries. That's the whole thing they always use. Christian missionaries to go into a place and to speak unto the people about the watered down version of the Bible. You know what I'm saying? The part where they watered down. See, the Bible is our law. If you go to the book of Psalm chapter 147, the Most High God said he showeth his law to Jacob. His statutes unto Israel. He hath not done so with no other nation. So, you know what I'm saying? So we, the 12 tribes of Israel, the Bible is for us. It's our law book. Not you white folks. So get the fuck on with that bullshit. Stop fucking them. Stop fucking giving us this motherfucking them government psyop. Talking about fucking them 17 Christian missionaries was motherfucking them over here in Haiti. And some big bad bullies, you know what I'm saying, Haitian gang, you know what I'm saying, have bullied them and kidnapped them. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. And to all you people who believe this shit, this is bullshit. They trying to get into Haiti. They trying to take control of Haiti. That's what it is. Let me go ahead and press play, people.
$1 million per hostage, according to the Wall Street Journal. U.S. State Department officials on the ground as the crisis enters its fourth day.
This is something that we have treated as...
You know, what they said, the crisis enter its fourth day. What's the name of the gang? 400. The crisis enter its fourth day. Oh, Lord. I mean, come on. fucking damn America always fucking doing some stupid shit just so they can get a hold of something. You know what I'm saying? The same thing they did in Syria. You know what I'm saying? These bombing Syria and then make you think that they come to help Syria. Get the fuck out of here, America. You done fucked up. Especially you done fucked up when Pastor Michael Smithton started a podcast called Illuminati Radio. Because I'm going to expose your bullshit every chance I get.
Utmost priority since Saturday.
16 U.S. citizens, including 5 children and 1 Canadian, among those kidnapped at a checkpoint after visiting this orphanage.
16 U.S. citizens, 5 children, and 1 Canadian. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. You know what I'm saying? All together, that's 22. Who the fuck is doing this shit? The fucking damn Romans. The real fake Masons. The Romans is doing this. 22 is what? The Master Masons, Master Builders number. What the fuck are you building, you stupid fucking Romans? What the fuck are you building? Are you building your paradise? Are you gonna restructure, you know what I'm saying, Haiti? So that you it can be a paradise land like you did in fucking damn Harlem? You turn Harlem from black people to the Soho district. Come on, fuck out of here with that shit. You ain't fooling nobody, Whitey.
The group in Haiti on behalf of Christian Aid Ministries in Ohio. The organization putting out a statement saying, quote, we continue...
You know, I would love to hear from somebody from Christian Aid Ministries. Hey, fake Christian Aid Ministry. That's what I'm going to call it. Fake. F-A-K-E. Fake Christian Aid Ministry. Let one of your spokespersons contact me. I would love to talk to you, you stupid motherfuckers. You lying-ass bastards. You know what I'm saying? I would love to talk to you. Fake Christian Aid Ministries. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, somebody get me that motherfucking number. You know what I'm saying? I will call that motherfucking office and motherfucking get to the bottom of this motherfucking shit. I bet you they motherfucking fake and Jesuit fucking run. You know what I'm saying? Somebody get me that motherfucking number. I'll fucking do a motherfucking show directly on fucking calling them motherfuckers and watching them lie to me while I just spit pure facts to them and watch them answer every question that I give with a fucking lie. Christian Aid Ministry. They get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Continue to monitor the situation closely and are in earnest prayer. A U.S. embassy official confirming to ABC News that the FBI has made contact with the gang, known as 400 Mawozo. The gang considered one of the most dangerous in the country. As gangs...
Ain't nobody... Oh, fuck, damn. Sorry, people. The motherfucker them fucked up on me. Hold on. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me put some pimping in it. Ew.
Streaming with us here on ABC News.
King $17 million, or $1 million per hostage, according to the Wall Street Journal. U.S. State Department officials on the ground as the crisis enters its fourth day.
This is something that we have treated as with the utmost priority since Saturday.
16 U.S. citizens, including 5 children and 1 Canadian, among those kidnapped at a checkpoint after visiting this orphanage.
That equals 22. Master Masons, Master Bear. After visiting this orphanage. What the fuck you in? What? Listen. Why would any, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say like this. That's just like me. Why the fuck my ministry is in New York? You understand? Before I go to another state, I got to make sure my state is correct first. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, preach on the street corners, I'm going to make sure I preach on the street corners in my state first before I go to another state and preach on the street corners. That defeats the purpose. So I ask you, you know what I'm saying, Christian U.S. Ministries or wherever you from, you know what I'm saying, Ohio? What about Ohio? You got homeless people in Ohio. You got, you know what I'm saying, hungry people in Ohio. You got people that need help in Ohio, children in Ohio. What about fixing Ohio before you move on to another fucking country, you stupid motherfuckers? What about that? You know what I'm saying? That's why America's fucked up as it is. Because we got fucked up and we follow up the fucked up Roman theology. Motherfucker, that white man that looked like motherfucking damn John Bon Jovi that you stupid motherfuckers be kneeling to. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Read the scriptures for what it is. The truth is right there. Stop having the fucking white man read the scripture to you. Read the scriptures for yourself. Because if you read the scripture for yourself, you can understand it. And you would understand that the scripture that the Most High God said, the Most High God sends Christ, and Christ says, go not but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So now, if they was real missionaries, do you know what? Those gangs are your brothers and sisters, you stupid dum-dums. If you're real, I know you're not fucking real. Why don't you evangelize to them motherfuckers? Huh? Why don't you tell them about the goodness of Jesus Christ? Why don't you tell the gangs that? You know what I'm saying? If you freaking damn Christian missionaries are so fucking holy and so much doing God's work, why ain't God rescuing you, you stupid motherfuckers? Why you got to go and go to the motherfucking damn America and mother...
The group in Haiti on behalf of Christian Aid Ministries in Ohio. The organization putting out a statement saying, quote, we continue to monitor the situation closely and are in earnest prayer. A U.S. embassy official confirming to ABC News that the FBI has made contact with the gang, known as 400 Mawozo. The gang considered one of the most dangerous in the country. As gangs control nearly half of the capital city, fear is consuming the country, felt by many, like Godwin, missionary from Miami who's been in Haiti for the last 3 years.
People are being kidnapped left and right. You were able to identify the people that were getting kidnapped, but now it's totally random. I think everyone here in Haiti has some sense of fear.
He says the alarming surge in abductions comes as gangs become more and more confident.
They don't have...
Look, now they're trying to make Haiti, you know what I'm saying, the most dangerous place. Oh, it's dangerous. What about the gangs here in America, people? Huh? What about, you know what I'm saying, these Crips and these Bloods that every fucking day we wake up, we hear about a fucking damn gang shooting and a drive-by and an innocent baby getting killed? What about these gangs here? You see how CNN and the white man want you to focus on some country somewhere else and not focus on the issue at hand in your own land?
Have any repercussions? There's no security, there's no police, there's no one to come help. Then that's probably the worst thing. You're on your own.
And Kira, that is a reality that so many people here in Haiti have been living with for quite some time. And this brazen kidnapping of 17 people, they say, is further proof that the street gangs here that run a number, a large part of the city, have grown more and more confident. And the hope right now is that there will be a peaceful resolution to this crisis that is unfolding here in Port-au-Prince. Kira.
All right, that's going to wrap this up. This has just been an update on the Haitian kidnapping of the U.S. so-called Christians. Make sure you hit that like button. I mean, make sure you hit that follow button if you're new to this podcast. I'm your host. I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. If you're new to this podcast, hit that follow button. And don't forget, if you want to join my exclusive Facebook Messenger group so that you can tune in to our Bible study class. It's very easy. Just simply send me a friend request to my Facebook page, which is PSTR Michael Smith, and that's on Facebook. That's PSTR Michael Smith, and that's on Facebook.